主啊，你爱我们，你为我们舍命在十字架上，
阿门。
你的血洗净了我们天良的亏欠，使我们得以坦然无惧地进到至圣所，亲近你和父神。亲爱的主耶稣，不仅如此，你还把你的名赐给每一个属你的儿。使我们能够奉你的名祷告，在你的名里面经历父神听祷告带给我们的喜乐。主啊，今天晚上我们再来到你的跟前，求你教导我们如何祷告。主啊，在过去的许多的交通中，主啊，你用你的话语，主啊，也用历世历代圣徒们在你面前的经历，教导我们如何祷告。我们今天晚上再把自己带到你的跟前，主啊，向我们的心说话，引导我们认识祷告中的丰富。主啊，带我们在祷告的生活里面，更多进入父神的旨意，更多进入与你甜美的交通，也更多能够在属灵的征战上面尽我们该尽的本分，亲爱的主啊，为着这个缘故，我们求你今天晚上显出你的同在，并且解开你的话语，借着你自己的话语，主啊，引导我们进入祷告的生活丰富的里面去。谢谢你听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
阿
阿
门，阿
门，
门，
阿门。
弟兄姊妹们，晚上好。
Good evening, brothers and sisters.
今天晚上，我们要再往前交通一刻，祷告生活的第五方面。
Tonight we'll fellowship on the fifth aspect of the prayer, which is the spiritual warfare.
今天的题目是祷告中的征战，
Today is the prayer through spiritual warfare.
还有呢，征战的祷告。
And the prayer of spiritual warfare.
是的，我们如果学习祷告，你就会碰见拦阻，所以我们说祷告中有征战。
When you learn how to pray, there will be some roadblock. There will say there are spirit there's a spiritual warfare in prayer.
那么我们有的时候呢，在肉身生活中，在侍奉中，我们遇见仇敌的抵挡，那我们借着祷告去胜过他，那个叫做征战的祷告。
Oftentimes we're in our flesh and are serving to our Lord. We have difficulties, then brothers and sisters, I'm asking you please mute your mic, please. Through prayers to conquer our difficulties. That's the prayer of spiritual warfare.
我们读整本圣经，我们会发现，属灵的征战是一件非常真实的事情。
As we read through this entire book of the Bible, we have realized that the spiritual warfare is very real and specific.
也是非常具体。
It's very detailed.
是一直在进行的事实。
It's also an ongoing fact.
比如说我们读创世纪，第一章、第二章，好像神回来恢复，一切都是美好的。
If we read the book of Genesis, chapter 1, chapter 2, it's like, oh, God is recover, everything is it's fantastic, it's good.
但是到了第三章里面，我们就看见，撒旦就进到伊甸园，到了夏娃面前来引诱夏娃。
As we can see through chapter 3 of Genesis, Satan has entered the Garden of Eden and to tempt Eve.
这一个引诱就是一个属灵的征战。
This temptation here is the type of spiritual warfare.
我们看见这个古蛇他用谎言用美丽的话去欺骗夏娃，这是他征战的一个方法。
We can see through the serpent, he lied, using beautiful words to lie to Eve. And that's one way to go through the spiritual warfare.
那么夏娃中了计，吃了那分别善恶树的果子。
And we see that Eve got tricked, ate the fruit of knowledge of good and evil, and also let her husband eat it.
你就看见撒旦借着这个丈夫和妻子之间情感的关系，就破坏了神的旨意，那又是一个属灵的征战。
And we see again, Satan, through this closeness relationship of the husband and wife, that to destroy the God's work, that is another type of spiritual warfare.
我们这亚当呢，他爱他的妻子，所以在神的旨意和他妻子的建议中间，他选择了他的妻子，他就失败了。So
we know Adam loved Eve, his wife. So when he had to choose between God's will and his wife, he picked his wife. Then he
亚当还不知道怎么样。 来有这个打这个属灵的仗。
Adam did not know how to fight the spiritual warfare.
我们到了创世纪第四章，你看见了亚当的两个儿子，一个该隐，一个亚伯，他们有一天都想要去敬拜神。We
see in Genesis chapter 4, the two sons of Adam, Cain and Abel, they both wanted to worship the Lord.
那么该隐呢，是种地的。
K grew things in the field.
亚伯是牧羊的。
Abel herd sheep.
那么该隐呢，把他地里面出手最好的土产拿去做礼物献给神，结果神看都不看。Cain
brought the best from the field to give sacrifice to the Lord, but God did not even take a look at it.
这什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
这告诉我们说。 该隐呢，他用的方法走错路了，所以呢，他没有碰到神。This
is saying that the method Cain picked to meet God was wrong, therefore he didn't meet God.
他为什么会走错了路呢？
Why do you think he picked the wrong path?
因为他沉寂了他父母亲被撒旦所欺骗的那个天性。
Because Cain inherited this nature from his parents that was tricked by Satan. He thinks that he can please God all by himself.
弟兄姊妹，所以呢，他是遇见，根本没有遇见神。那么圣经上记载说，神就看都没有看他，因为他早……对不起，请说。Brothers, sisters.
Cain did not even meet God at all. The Bible has recorded that. God even looked at him pissed off.
换句话说，他到了一个没有神的地方去，他认为他在敬拜神。In
other words, Cain was in a place without God, and he thought he was worshiping God.
他就非常的生气，不高兴。
Very angry.
或者说他非常的这个心理不平衡。
He thought that was unfair.
他的弟弟呢？ 是牧羊的，他就取了他羊群中头生的一个羊羔，把它献为祭，去到神面前去敬拜神。So
Abel picked the firstborn sheep, made a sacrifice, and brought that sacrifice to God.
结果他遇见神了。Therefore,
he has met God.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见这个结果呢。 使得该隐生气啊，他就把他的弟弟给杀了。As
a result, Cain was so angry, he killed Abel.
弟兄姊妹，你看见人间第一次开始有相争，就有死亡的事情，这是一个征战。
Brothers and sisters, as you can see, the first warfare that on earth has ever happened, there are death.
然后我们再讲一个例子，在创世纪第十四章。
Let's have another example, Genesis chapter 14.
我们看见那个时候在现在的迦南地，北方有四个王，南方有五个王，他们各集成两个集团，彼此作对，彼此征战。
In the land of Canaan, in the north, there were four kingdoms. In the south, there were five kingdoms. They were fighting against each other.
我们都知道，在那个征战中呢，这北方的四个王得胜了，南方的五个王呢被打败了。
In this battle or this warfare, the four kings in the north are winning. The five in the south are losing.
这是我们看见圣经上面第一次讲到人类社会之间大规模的战争。
This is the first time we see the Bible recording the first ever large-scale warfare that's happening.
那么在这个战争中呢，有一个认识神，他也是神所承认的一个人呢，就被掳了，他被打败了，他就是罗德。
We see that in this battle or in this warfare, there was the one person who knows God, and he also was recognized by God, but became was taken from the war.
他因为住在索多玛呢，索多玛王被打败了，被掳去了，罗德也被掳去了。
Because he was living in the kingdom of Sodom, and because the king of Sodom lost the war, and he became part of the...
He was captured.
Captured as well.
弟兄姊妹们，我们看见了地上的人彼此相争打仗的时候，那些软弱的基督徒也被卷在其中，被掳去了。这也是一个属灵的征战。
Brothers and sisters, as you can see from this example, other people were fighting in the world, but our weak, meek Christians also got involved, and this is the type of spiritual warfare.
我再举一个例子。
Let's have another example.
在创世纪第十五章，亚伯拉罕呢？他相信神应许他和撒拉要生一个儿子来继承神给他的迦南地。
In Genesis chapter 15, Abraham believed that God will give him an offspring through Sarah and himself to inherit the land of promise.
所以神就与他立约，在这个约中我们知道神称他为义了。
So God made a covenant with Abraham, and through this covenant, God is calling Abraham righteous.
我们看见亚伯拉罕呢，照着当时人与人立约的情形，把那些洁净的牲畜和火鸟，把它们劈成两半，摆在两边。
Now we see this example, Abraham split the heifers and the birds in half, like he made promises with other human beings.
他在那里等候神来接纳这个约，来跟他立约。
He was waiting for God to come to receive the sacrifice so they can make the covenant.
但是一整天神都没有来。
He waited a whole day and God didn't show up.
天上的鸷鸟落下来要吃那个立约牲畜的肉，亚伯拉罕呢就把这些飞鸟赶走。那讲到属灵的天上属灵的邪恶势力要破坏这个约。
We see this from the scripture saying vultures and other birds try to come down to eat the sacrifice. Abraham stood there and drove this bird away. This is another way of saying the evil spirit from the sky is coming down to battle with Abraham.
当这个天要黑的时候，到了下午傍晚时分呢，亚伯拉罕非常累了，他就沉沉的睡着了。
Towards nighttime, towards the dark, Abraham was very tired, so he slept.
就有惊人的大黑暗落在亚伯拉罕的身上。
Then there was this amazing darkness that came down to Abraham.
这到底是什么呢？
What is that?
我们知道有很多人没有信主以前或者刚刚信主的时候常常有经历他们叫做鬼压床啊，那个黑暗的势力压在你的身上，你很清醒，但是你一点力气都没有。
the ones who haven't really accepted the Lord before, or the ones who just accepted the Lord, had experienced this phenomenon called ghosts crushing you on the bed. Although you were fully awake, you couldn't do anything.
有读圣经的人告诉我们说，那是邪恶黑暗的势力啊，要破坏神与亚伯拉罕立约，所以他来压迫亚伯拉罕。
The Bible commentaries have said that great amazing darkness that came down to crush Abraham was the one to destroy, the try to prevent God making the prominent.
等到这个黑暗过去，神就来了。
After the darkness passed,
有火从那劈开的祭物中间走过呢，神就悦纳了这祭物，然后神向亚伯拉罕说话。
As the fire passed through, the animal split in half. God saw, see pleasure in the sacrifice, and God starts to speak to Abraham.
神告诉亚伯兰呢，你的子孙就是你从以撒所得的后裔啊，将来要在外邦之地做奴仆400年。以后呢，必带他们回来，啊，实现这个约。
At that time, Abraham was Abram. God spoke to Abram and said that your descendant through Isaac will be enslaved in the outside for 400 years. But after that, they will be brought back to the land of promise.
你看哈，那个时候亚伯兰呢还没有生以撒，但是他后面的子孙要发生的事情，神就已经告诉他，并且神要启示这个事情的时候，受到极大的属灵的征战和拦阻。
So at that moment, Abram hasn't really birthed Isaac yet, and God. But this matter that God wanted to tell Abraham, you can see this evil spirit try to prevent God from telling Abraham.
所以属灵的征战呢，是一件非常真实、具体，而且一直在进行的一个事实。
Therefore, we say spiritual warfare is not only real, but also specific and ongoing fact.
神的仇敌撒旦呢，借着破坏神在人身上的旨意和工作来抵挡神。
So through destroying the world and the work of God for men, Satan opposes God.
神不敢直接去攻击神，但是他攻击人，因为神把他的旨意和工作做在人的身上。
Satan cannot directly attack God, but because the work and the will that God has given to us, Satan can come here and attack us.
弟兄姊妹，这就是我们所遇见属灵征战的原因。
Brothers, sisters, this is the reason that we encounter spiritual warfare.
我要读一处的经文，帖撒罗尼迦后书。
Second Thessalonians chapter 2.
第二章第六节到第八节。
Chapter 2 verse 6 through 8.
现在你们也知道那拦阻他的是什么，是叫他到了的时候才可以显露，因为那不法的隐逸已经发动，只是现在有一个拦阻的，等到那拦阻的被除去，那时这不法的人必显露出来。好，我就先读到这里。
And now you know that which restraint, that he should be revealed in his own time. For the mystery of lawlessness already works, only there is he who restrains now until he be gone.
在这里啊，讲到在世界上我们人看不见，但是在属灵的境界中啊，有一个不法的奥秘在那里运行。
Although this scripture describes that, although things that we cannot see physically, but there is this mystery of lawlessness that's working in this realm.
Yeah, 他在那里 operating, 在地上呢，要诱惑人，欺骗人，使用人来抵挡神。
So this mystery of lawlessness uses us, try to trick us, and also try to make us go against God.
Use human as vessel, in his vessel, to against God. 弟兄姊妹们，我们在这一段圣经里面看见，但是在地上呢，有一个拦阻他出现的力量在抵挡他。
But there is this strength that on this earth that is stopping this mystery of lawlessness to show up.
那个拦阻的力量是什么呢？
What is this source?
是神借着他的儿女，在旧约时代以色列人，在新约时代借着教会来拦阻仇敌在人间任意而行。
It is God in the Old Testament era through the Israelites in the New Testament era.Through churches to work together to stop this mystery of lawlessness to roam around.
弟兄姊妹，所以我们从圣经知道呢，今天神的儿女教会在地上的功用和职责。
So brothers and sisters, we have to understand what is our function, what is our duty on this earth.
最重要的一点就是我们来见证基督。
One of the most important things is we have to witness our Lord Christ.
因着基督从教会肉身中活出来，弟兄姊妹，那不法的隐义，那个不法的奥秘，才不能为所欲为的来伤害人类。
Through our church, we live the testimony of our Lord Jesus Christ. So this.Mystery of lawlessness cannot roam around freely in this world.
在最后呢，在帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章第八节说到，后面啊，他说主耶稣要用口中的气灭绝他，用降临的荣光废掉他。
The latter part of Second Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 8, and then the lawlessness one shall be revealed, whom the Lord Jesus Christ shall consume.With the breath of his mouth, and shall annul the appearing of coming.
弟兄姊妹，你就看见，主耶稣出现，撒旦就完全失败。但是今天在地上，所以能够拦阻撒旦的为所欲为的破坏人类，是教会非常重要的一个职责，就是我们要见证基督。
Brothers and sisters, as you can see.When Jesus Christ appears, the work of Satan stops. And through us, through church nowadays in this world, when we live according to the witness of our Lord Jesus Christ, the work can be stopped.
弟兄姊妹，我讲到这里，大家能不能看见那个属灵征战的真实和激烈呢？
Brother, sister, can you see the fierceness and the how real the spiritual battle is?
而且这个征战呢？跟你我有直接的关系，跟教会有直接的关系的。
This spiritual warfare is directly related to us and to the church.
我们必须要看见，而且必须要认识这个征战。
We have to see and we have to understand, acknowledge this warfare.
要不然的话，我们因为无知，我们碰见这些事情发生的时候，就不知所措。
If not, if we don't see it, because of our own ignorance, we would not know what to do when this happens.
或者说呢，我们被刺激了，我们就落进血气的里面去了。
In another way, if we somehow got irritated, then we fall back into our flesh.
就是我们有的时候，你看呢，有的基督徒啊，也到世界上去抗议啊，去吵去闹的，这个都是血气的征战。
You may see some other Christians go out and protesting and try to overturn the government, try to fight. That is all the work of the flesh.
弟兄姊妹，因着不认识，因着无知，我们就会被撒旦压制，也会被撒旦吞吃。
Because of our own ignorance, because we don't know who the Satan is, we will be swallowed whole by Satan.
我读几处的经文，你看在旧约时代的那些从事接受主的托付、从事神的工作的人。
So let's read some scriptures. You see the Old Testament, the ones who carry the burden for God.
他们接受神的托付的人，他们就遇见属灵的征战。
They receive the responsibility from God, and they encounter spiritual warfare.
在尼希米记第四章第十五节。
Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 15.
我读一下给大家听。仇敌听见我们，知道他们的心意，见神也破坏他们的计谋，就不来了。我们都回到城墙那里，各做各的工。
And it came to pass that when our enemy heard that it was known to us and that God has defeated their counsel, we returned all of us to the wall, everyone to his work.
或者在前面读一点啊，尼希米记第四章第七节第八节。
Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 7 and 8.
参巴拉多比亚，亚门亚拉伯人。亚门人、亚斯突人听见修造耶路撒冷城墙，着手进行堵塞破裂的地方，就甚发怒，大家同谋要来攻击耶路撒冷，使城内扰乱。
So it says, it came to pass when the Sambalat, when the Tobijah, and all the Arabians, and all the Ammonites,and all the Ashdodites heard that the wall of Jerusalem were being repaired, that the breaches began to be stopped, then they were very wroth, and conspired all of them together to come the, to fight against Jerusalem and to hinder it.
我们看见尼希米在旧约最末了的时期，他明白神要恢复耶路撒冷的城墙和城门。
As we can see, Nehemiah towards the end era, latter era of the Old Testament, see the will of God is trying to repair the wall and the gate of Jerusalem.
他就和那一般被掳归回在耶路撒冷的渔民们起来建造。
So he was start to build for God with the people who was captured, but then returned back to Jerusalem.
当他们开工的时候，周围的这些外邦人，他们就非常的生气。
When they started this construction, the Gentiles around them were super, very, very angry.
为什么生气呢？
Why they were upset?
因为撒旦是痛恨神的工作在地上被完成。
Because Satan hates the work to be completed for God.
所以撒旦就搅动那些不信神的人，他们的怒气。
So Satan stirred up the ones who hate God and make them angry.
他们就要来同谋攻击耶路撒冷，使城扰乱。
That's why they conspired all of them to fight against Jerusalem to hinder them.
弟兄姊妹，教会今天若是为着基督的见证而生活而侍奉，你就看见我们一定遇见属灵的征战和搅扰。
Brothers and sisters, if our church is living and working according to God's will, we have to encounter some sort of spiritual warfare.
特别是我们在祷告的生活上。
Especially in our prayer life.
弟兄姊妹，我们从新约也看见这样的事情。
We also see that in the New Testament.
在彼得前书第五章第八节，彼得告诉我们了，撒旦如同吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。
In 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, Peter reminded us that the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour.
弟兄姊妹，你看见哈，如果我们今天不认识这属灵的征战，我们很可能就被撒旦吃吞吃了。
Brothers and sisters, if you and I don't know about the spiritual warfare, very likely we will be devoured by the lion, which is the devil.
哥林多后书里面保罗也讲到了，在教会里面，当弟兄姊妹遇见一些事情的时候。
Brothers and sisters, in the 2 Corinthians chapter 2, Paul said, when our brothers and sisters in church have encountered some matter.
我们知道哥林多教会呢，出现了一些不道德的事情。
we see the church of Corinth has some really immoral matter.
好，那么保罗就写了哥林多前书，帮助他们能够回转。
So Paul wrote the first book of Corinthians, try to help them to repent.
结果那一个犯了罪的人呢，蒙光照了，他就非常的懊悔，非常的难过啊。那么有些弟兄以前没有看见的，现在就定他的罪。
And because of that book, the ones who sinned were really upset that they sinned, so they start to repent. And the ones who didn't see they sinned start to accuse their sin.
弟兄姊妹，保罗说这个时候呢，我们要认识，我们不是不晓得仇敌的诡计。如果借着这件事情，圣灵已经做了，而我们现在过分，我们就中了计了。
Paul reminded us that.It's not that we don't recognize the trick of Satan, but if the Holy Spirit has already done it, but if we go overboard, then we are falling to the trick of the Satan again.
所以我们说呢，我们看见并且认识仇敌用各种方法来破坏神的教会，来抵挡神，这是重要。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, it's very important for us to see and also recognize.Every sort of trick that Satan used to break the church.
接下来呢，我要和弟兄姊妹谈一点呢，有属灵征战性质的，在我们个人或教会生活中啊，或者日常生活里面的一些事实。
Brothers and sisters, I would like to discuss next the scenarios in our daily life that may have the characteristics of the spiritual war.
弟兄姊妹，在这些事实的里面呢。我们就发现我们需要征战。
Brothers and sisters, as we see through this reality, we see that we have to fight.
第一个，我们每一个人，如果你立下心志，每天要分别时间来灵修，来读经，来祷告，这个很好，对不对？
Brothers and sisters, if you have made up your mind that you want to separate some time for spiritual development, for scripture reading, for praying, very good.
但是每一次我们一准备坐下来的时候，你就发现了，不是电话响，就是孩子哭，要不然就是呢，啊，有什么事情发生。
You may have to notice that every time you want to sit down and start your practice,You notice your phone started ringing, your kids started crying, or some other thing happened that you just discharged the service.
弟兄姊妹，你发现你必须要把这些通通放下，像一个战士一样，不让他来缠累你，才可能往前进行。
Brothers and sisters, you have to recognize that you have to give all those things up in order to sit down, in order to do practice that like a soldier, like nothing disturbs you.
我们因为不认识这背后有征战的性质，所以这些事情一来呢，我们就放下我原来的心愿，所以永远没有办法达到。
Brothers and sisters, perhaps we don't recognize there is all the phone calls and other matters that has the spiritual warfare behind. Therefore, you might give up your daily practice, daily bread, just to answer phones and take care of kids.But if you don't keep going with your spiritual development, you will never be able to do it.
这不仅是初信的弟兄姊妹会碰到，就是多年蒙恩的神的儿女一样会碰到的。
This does not just happen to our new brothers and sisters. It happened to all of us who are seasoned.
所以最近呢，有一位初信的弟兄他就。跟我谈，他有这个问题。他说：“伯弟兄啊，我每次准备跪下来祷告，不是电话响，就是口渴，要不然就是我太太叫我。啊，我怎么搞都没有办法实行呢。”
There was this very new brother came to me the other day. Said, "Oh, brother Bor, every time I would try to kneel down and pray, sometimes I got thirsty. Sometimes my phone rings. Sometimes the wife called me to do something. I couldn't even carry on with my prayer."
所以我跟他讲，我说你下一次要开始祷告，先跟你的妻子讲，这一段时间不要来找我，啊，还有呢，把你的手机关掉，啊，所有的东西跟外界联系通通关掉， 你学学看，这个叫做进入内室。
So I said to this brother, brother, next time you decided to kneel down and pray, first you tell your wife, don't bother me in this period of time. Then you unplug yourself from your phone. This is called enter into the inner chamber.
这个就是祷告中的征战。你要亲近主，你必须要有一个征战的。
This is the spiritual warfare of prayers. And when you want to pray, you have the battle.
第二个，每次我们要聚会前，特别如果是在聚会中，你有责任，你有服事。
Also, before our services, and especially for the ones who have some sort of responsibility.
那一天呢，聚会前一定发生事情。
There will definitely something happen.
哎，我在这件事情上经过十多年了。有一次去聚会前呢，我姊妹啊烧好了一锅的牛肉啊，那么我就小小心心，它放在一个 Corningwell 的这个瓷器的里面，我把它放在我的车顶上面去开车门，没有想到那一锅就滑下来，掉的一地都是。
One time, for me personally, I've experienced this type of spiritual warfare for 10 plus years. One time, my wife had cooked this one big pot of beef. As I was preparing to bring this to my car, I lay it on top of my car. It was a Corningwork glassware. And as I opened a car door, this whole thing fell and broke the glass and beef was everywhere.
我姊妹是一个非常有恩典的姊妹，她一句话都没有说，也没有怪我。但是我那一天自责到一个地步，我没办法讲道。
My wife is full of grace. She didn't blame me at all. She did not even say a word about it. But I was so ashamed of what I did. I couldn't even preach that day.
那一天弟兄姊妹们的午餐就少了一道菜，我们只好在外面再去买，去 McDonald， 去 Kentucky Fried Chicken 买这些东西。
Because I was so ashamed that because for lunch that day, our brothers and sisters will lose this dish of beef. We have to go out and buy fast food.
弟兄姊妹，这是什么呢？这是仇敌的搅扰。
Brothers and sisters, what is this? This is the disturbance from the enemy.
什么搅扰呢？因为我们不够谨慎，我们祷告不够啊，他就进来了，他钻一个缝就进来。
Brothers and sisters, how come he could disturb us? Well, because we didn't pray enough. And there was this one gap, and the enemy slipped in.
有时候我们去看望弟兄姊妹，去看望福音朋友。
Some days we go out to visit our brothers and sisters, or to visit our gospel friends.
在车上呢，跟自己的姊妹就闹意见了，两个人就不高兴。
On our way there, we sometimes argue, then it turns into a big quarrel, and none of us are happy.
我记得我刚结婚的时候就有一次这样，我索性就把车停到路边，我说我不能去看望了，我太生气了。
I remember it happened to me once. We were arguing, and I parked my car when I first got married. I was so upset. I parked my car on the side of the road and told her.I don't think I can go visit this person anymore. I was so upset.
我必须要先在车上跟我姊妹和好，一起祷告，然后认罪。回到家，我还跟主办交涉，说主啊，我没有资格服侍你。
I had to reconcile. I had to apologize to my wife first. We have to pray together. Then I can go serve. But when I even got home, I was arguing with God, saying, "Oh Lord, people like me, how can I serve?"
弟兄姊妹，这是什么？这是神的训练，神许可仇敌来搅扰我们。
Brothers and sisters, this is the training from God. God permits the enemy to disturb us.
看我们是不是愿意服下来，谦卑下来。
So that God can see whether we are willing to give up ourselves and to come down.
这些是我们个人在主面前属灵的生活。
Brothers and sisters, this is our personal spiritual life.
那么教会，如果我们奉主的名一同聚集，我们的聚会。
But a church as a whole, we gather in the name of the Lord.
我们 若是带领的弟兄们同心合意要追求明白神的旨意。
If the church as a whole is willing to pursue and understanding the will of God,
要遵行神的旨意。
We're willing to obey and act on the will of God.
Do God's will. 要照着基督而行。
And we want to act based on the testimony of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah, we want to walk according to Christ. To serve according to Christ. 这是很重要的。每一件事照着基督而行。我们想活出基督耶稣的见证。
Because you want to live out of the testimony of our Lord Jesus Christ.
你就会发现呢、啊、我们邀请这样的讲员有这样的信息的时候很多人都不在乎甚至有的人反对。
If we do so, we invite certain speakers, we see people being apathetic. Some people even vote against this.
有的人很迷糊。
Some people are confused.
有的人误解。
Some misunderstood us.
甚至有争论还会有破坏。
A lot of times there are arguments and a lot of times people try to undermine our effort.
弟兄姊妹这个今天在凡是爱慕神旨意的弟兄姊妹中间我们都经历过。
Brothers and sisters, this has happened to all of us who truly love our Lord Jesus Christ.
这个是什么呢这是一个属灵的征战。
So what is this? This is the type of spiritual warfare.
我们再说大一点。
Let's get even bigger.
我们在社会、国际的环境、时代一直在改变。
In our society, in this world, everything is changing.
撒旦在人间呢，在社会中运行。
Satan is roaming, Satan is operating in this world.
是的他用各种的科学心理艺术各种的学说和教训。
Through art, psychology, technology, through all sorts of theories.
借着各种的手段像现在的高科技各式各样的方法。
Through any means, there are variety of means, high technology.
用各种的计谋来吸引人迷惑人。控制人
and through tricks to attract us, to confuse us, and to control our minds.
他这个 attract 里面迷惑啊，就叫人 addict to it. 你知道今天很多人呢，对于科技是上瘾了。
This attract here also covers addiction, makes us addict.Technology, as we know, people are addicted to technology.
弟兄姊妹，而且呢，借着把他的观念注入到我们的心思里面，就控制我们的思想、心思和行为。
Through this whole mind control, Satan input his thought into our mind and controls our thought, controls our judgment, time, energy.
所以，全世界人的思想、判断，我们怎么用自己的时间。还有精神都被撒旦控制。
Therefore, our own judgment on how we use our time, how we use our energy to do things, all controlled by Satan.
使得人呢，今天从早到晚所想所行的都远离神，抵挡神，照着撒旦的方式。
Because of so, everything that we do, all our thoughts and actions,are far away from God, distant from God, and also we are against God.
弟兄姊妹，若是我们好好思想，就看见属灵的征战呢，今天是一件非常被忽视，但是又非常激烈的一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, if you meditate on this for a little bit, you can see that the spiritual warfare has ignored, but is also very fierce as well.
接下来我要和弟兄姊妹交通一点。这个属灵征战撒旦攻击的焦点还有它的特性至少。
The next thing I want to fellowship is what is the focal point and the specialty of this Satan's spiritual warfare try to attack?
我们读马太福音第六章第十三节。
We go to book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 13.
主耶稣在教导门徒们祷告，在结束的时候，他说到：为什么我们这样祷告呢？因为国度、权柄、荣耀，全是你的，直到永远。
Why did, in this chapter, our Lord Jesus Christ is teaching his disciples how to pray. And towards the end of the prayer, our Lord Jesus asked, why do we pray like this? It's because the kingdom, the power, and glory are all yours.
他说呢，有一个因为，为什么是神的？但是现在呢，撒旦呢，直接的来挑战，并且要抢夺属于神的。
In the prayer, we have this for, which means because, because the kingdom, power, the glory is all yours.
我们把它
，Sorry, Satan is trying to take away all this from God.
在启示录第一章第九节，我们看见使徒约翰。讲到他为什么被放逐在拔摩海岛上。
We see in Book of Revelation chapter 1 verse 9, and John tried to explain why he's in this island, Palmas.
他说，我约翰就是你们的弟兄和你们在耶稣的患难国度忍耐里一同有份，为神的道并为给耶稣做的见证。曾在那名叫拔摩的海岛上。
So, Revelation chapter 1, verse 9. I, John, your brother and fellow partaker in the tribulation and kingdom and patience in Jesus, was in the island called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus.
我们看见呢，使徒约翰讲到他是为着神的话语和耶稣的见证而遭受了患难，而遭受了放逐。我们看见这就是那个征战的焦点。
The focal point John is try to let us understand is that because he testified for the word of God and for the testimony of our Lord Jesus Christ, he had to suffer the tribulation, have to be exiled to this island.
弟兄姊妹，你我如果信了主，但是我们不爱主，也不在乎神的旨意，可能仇敌根本不来找你的。
Brothers, sisters, although let's say you and I believe our Lord Jesus Christ, but we don't care about the word of God and we don't care about the testimony of our Lord Jesus Christ, Satan will never come to you.
我们可能呢，在世人彼此相争的时候，我们像罗德一样被掳去，那是自。我们卷进了世界的那无谓的征战中间。
If we're like that, then we'll probably be like Lot, got involved in this earthly warfare.
弟兄姊妹们，但是一个人认识神的话语，并且要守住耶稣的见证的时候，仇敌就攻击他。
Brothers and sisters, if we know the word of the Lord and we are trying to hold fast our testimony of our Lord Jesus Christ, then the enemy will attack us.
撒旦要夺取属于神的敬拜、主权和国度。
Satan tried to take away our Lord's sovereignty, the kingdom,
and the worship due to him.
And the worship.
那么撒旦这样做的时候，他的攻击的焦点都集中在那为神的话语和耶稣见证而侍奉而生活的神儿女们身上。
Therefore, when Satan tried to attack, the focus is on the service and the life that resulted from the word of the God and testimony of Jesus Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹们，若是我们算是配为耶稣做见证，你就不要害怕属灵的征战。
Brothers and sisters, if you are worthy of testifying for our Lord Jesus Christ, don't be afraid of the spiritual warfare.
那么我们再接下来看啊，这一个征战呢，它不是地上的征战，不是肉身里面人与人打仗。
Brothers and sisters, the warfare here is not.On earth is not involving this battle fight in the flesh.
或者这样讲啊， it's not earthly warfare. 它是在地上，但是它不是 earthly.
No. Sorry.
他不是言语上面的这个辩论啊，或者血气上面的意气之争，不是这个东西。
Sorry about the translation. As Brother Worth corrected, the spiritual warfare is on earth, but it's not earthly warfare. It's not like we're arguing with each other.
这个征战呢，它进行的境界是在属灵的，在属天的境界上面里面。
As we see, this warfare happens in the heavenly.
啊，因为这个仇敌啊，它是灵界的东西。
Because the enemy is in the spirit.
啊，灵界呢，借着人的心思运行来抵挡神。你不要去看见那个人，你要看见他里面那个灵。
Because Satan is in the spiritual realm, through the spirit, he can enter into people's mind and attack. So we don't just see people on the outside, we actually see the spirit within.
所以以弗所书第六章十二节啊，保罗告诉我们说，好，因为我们并不是与属血气的征战。
Because Ephesians chapter 6, 12, it says, because our struggle is not against blood and flesh.
乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖着幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
But against principalities, against authorities, against the universal lords of this darkness, against the spiritual power of wickedness in the heavenly.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道在地上有各种各级的政府，有执政的，有掌权的。
Brothers and sisters, we know that in this earth we have different levels of government.
那么今天在每一个肉身人的环境背后呢，有属灵的执政的掌权的。
Even on this earth, in our flesh, and there are the authorities and principalities, there are spirits behind.
那么背后那个灵呢，控制了在肉身中这些人。
The spirit controls people in the flesh.
啊，所以你读但以理书，你就看见了但以理啊，在他的啊。得着的启示中啊，看见地上要有的四个大的帝国。
If you read the book of Daniel, the revelation Daniel received is that there will be four great kingdoms on earth.
啊，这四个 empire 呀、yeah, ，四个 empire， 那每一个 empire 背后都有他的魔君的，有一个这个 evil king 的 evil emperor， 那不是人，那是。撒旦他权势底下的组织的。
Within the four empires, there are these four evil emperors. That's not just the person, but behind it's actually Satan working.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，真正属灵的征战是碰到那个东西，你能够把他打败了，那地上就得释放了。
Brothers, sisters, the real spiritual warfare is against Satan. If you can beat Satan, you have won the spiritual warfare.
啊，这个是我们需要认识的。所以今天基督徒啊，绝不在地上跟任何人作对，没有人是我的仇敌的。
Brothers, sisters, therefore, us Christians, we don't want to go against any person on this earth, because no one is worthy of our to be our enemy.
但是在影响人背后的。在人行为背后影响人的那个势力，你看见了，那是我们征战的对手。
But the ones that behind people's back, the spirit is behind people. If we recognize it, that is our enemy.
弟兄姊妹，当我们真进入这个征战的时候
，If we truly have entered into the spiritual warfare,
啊，我们在外面的环境中啊，对我们而言。这个环境就是一个磨难的日子。
On the outside, we are suffering.
啊，所以呢，保罗在以弗所书第六章第十三节里面讲到，他说：“好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌。”
So in Ephesians chapter 6 verse 13 says, "For this reason, take to you." The panoply of God, and ye may be able to withstand the evil days.
啊，他讲到那个日子啊，他说是 evil days 啊，这个 evil 啊是又邪恶又诡诈的一段很长的时期的。
The evil days here, as Paul mentioned, is this long period of time of wickedness and trickiness and evilness and wickedness.
啊，这个他们比较古一点的英文用这个字啊。他说这个这像刚才我们弟兄讲到的 tricky 啊，他说这个 evil and the travesty of the devil、oh. 啊 the travesty 仇敌很厉害的，他天天磨你，他不是一次把你弄死，天天磨你，每天都来，而且每天都是用不同的情形，那真是磨人啊。
Our brother Boer has described this as a travesty. Every single day, the devil does not just kill you at once, but every day comes to you, try to bother you little by little, little by little. Such a travesty.
叫你最后灰心，叫我们放松，叫我们放弃。
To a point to make us to lose our confidence, to make us to let go and relax ourselves.
我们 feel distressed, depressed, and then we give up.
Give up.
弟兄姊妹们，所以保罗讲到这个征战呢，好像在我们的灵里面跟仇敌摔跤一样。
So the spiritual warfare in the spirit is like we're wrestling. It's like a wrestling match.
Yeah, we wrestle with the enemy in our spirit. 我们在灵里面跟仇敌，你想要这样祷告，他就给你一个很大的压力，给我们很觉得很沮丧，祷告不出来了，你就被打倒。
When you wrestle with the enemy in the spirit, when you try to pray, the enemy give you pressure to pin you down, to make you depressed, you feel like you couldn't say anything.
这个征战呢，是从在灵里面最真实。
This is the most real or the realest battle you can ever fight.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有碰过啊？有的时候啊，我们知道一个服事很重要，但是我跪在主面前就是祷告不出来，好像有一个东西拉住你一样。
Brothers and sisters, have you ever encountered this? You know this type of service is very, very important, but somehow when you kneel down and pray, there's nothing coming out of your mouth.
有时候
something's holding you back.
有时候弟兄姊妹一起来聚会啊，就感觉啊，人来了，但是呢，主好像在我们中间没有自由做工说话。
Sometimes in some gatherings we have, you feel, oh, brothers and sisters came to church, but somehow our Lord couldn't move freely and work within us.
我们常常讲，那个空气啊，是一种嬉笑的放松的世俗的空气，你这个时候要唱诗歌，又唱的是很世俗化的歌啊，只唱一个旋律音乐，没有一点敬畏神的这个，你就看见那是一个属灵的征战。
We say the atmosphere or the air around us is kind of relaxed, and everybody was laughing when you sing the hymn. There's no spirit, there's no meaning behind singing. When you sing the hymn, you sing the melody and.There's no spirit within.
请原谅我讲啊，我参加了30多年的西岸特会。
Forgive me, I'm going to share a testimony. I have participated in the West Coast Christian Conference for 30 years.
我们常常去的弟兄姊妹，一年能够见一次面。刚到的那一天，大家都好开心啊，彼此打招呼，就到各个宿舍去看老熟悉，但是好久不见面的弟兄姊妹。
The first day we meet up, we're so happy, we're so excited, we try to greet each other, we go to dorm room to room to see each other, we haven't seen.
我们心情呢，好像都在外面，然后要开始聚会。
We feel, we were, our heart is on the outside, we will try to worship.
那么头一天两天呢，那么会前，我们陪着讲员和讲台服事的弟兄们一起祷告。
And the before we have the worship, we pray with our brothers who speak and the brother who serves.
你知道， 年长的江弟兄他常常祷告很简短，他就，但是他很真诚的跟主说，主啊，洁净这个聚会校园的空气。
Our elderly brother Khan will speak very frankly, just a couple of words. Lord, purify the atmosphere that's on this campus we're about to have.
他直接就称了，就是像我们弟兄讲的 purify the air, spiritual air. 你知道你在一个，若是你灵里面有感觉，每一次聚会一看人的脸色，你就知道今天的空气是什么，是属灵的天上清新的，还是人间的东西。
Brother, sister, if you have some feelings on the inside, when you look at brother, sister's face, you can recognize whether today's air, so-called air, whether that belongs to earth or belongs to the spirit.
而这个时候的这种祷告就是一个摔跤。
At this moment, this type of prayer is this wrestling match.
要把那个无所谓的，还有人人情，大家感情上面很热烈的，让他沉淀下来，感觉到主的同在和神圣。
The prayer will settle down so-called the apathy of people and the ones who are really zealous about other people.
我们知道
so they can feel God.
肉身中啊，这个运动场上面的摔跤，什么样叫做得胜，什么样叫做失败？
In our, just in this world.What is victory in a wrestling match?
好，我们知道日本人他们的国家运动就是那个相扑啊，两个很壮很壮的人彼此撞啊，看谁能够把谁撞倒啊。
As we know, the Japanese national wrestling is called sumo wrestling, and the way to do it is two really big guys try to rush against each other, try to fight and make the other fall down.
只要把对方弄倒了，肩膀着地了，他就赢了。
If you can make the other person fall, the shoulder hit the ground, you will win.
如果对方怎么扑你，你都能够站住，那你就赢了。
If somehow the other person try to make you fall, but you stand, you win.
属灵的征战呢，不在乎去攻击别人，乃是被攻击的时候，你能够站牢在基督里，你就赢了。
The spiritual warfare is not about attacking the other, but it is to withhold the attack from Satan. If you can stand according based, like relying on the Lord, then you win.
别人都可以放弃，我不能放弃。
Everybody else can give up. I will never give up.
别人可以妥协，我不能妥协。
Everybody else can settle. I cannot settle.
Compromise.
A compromise.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们稍微放松一点就很轻松了。你看保罗写加拉太书就是这样，他说如果我现在呢，只要说你们可以受割礼，那我保罗立刻就受欢迎了，但是我不愿意做这件事。
Brother, sister, if we just relax a little bit with our spiritual battle, we'll be relieved. Paul has said in Galatians, he said, you know, if I say, oh, everybody should be circumcised, then I'll be the most welcome guest, but I don't want to do it.
但是保罗呢，就被别人批评了，说你保罗啊，你最属灵了。
Then Paul was criticized by others saying, "Oh, Paul, you're the most spirited person."
啊，你啊，一点都不通人情，不接地气。
You don't understand people on this earth. You don't understand our tradition.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，保罗在那个点上，他守住。他宁可被别人误会，被别人贴标签，他也喜乐。
But on this matter of circumcision, Paul hold fast the ground and he went. Not he didn't care being labeled or being criticized.
他的地位是什么呢
？What is his position？
等一下，我们要说到他的地位，在加拉太书第六章里面讲，他说：“就着我保罗而言。”世界已经定在十字架上，对世界而言，我保罗也死在十字架上，我们根本毫无关系了。
The position that Paul has in Galatians chapter 6 clearly stated by Paul is that to the world, I've been nailed on the crucified on the cross. to the cross to me, the cross, the world has been crucified on the cross.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，这个叫做属灵的征战。
Brothers and sisters, this is called the spiritual warfare.
我们唯有靠主能够站立得住，才算得胜。
Only we rely on God to stand up, then we win.
那么我们再稍微交通几件呢？关于征战的祷告啊，几件重要的事。前面我们讲到祷告中所遇见的征战啊，现在我们要讲征战的祷告中几件事情。
Before we have talked about when you pray the spiritual warfare you can encounter. Now we're talking about spiritual prayer for the spiritual warfare.
Yes, yes. 当我们意识到有属灵的征战在我们的周围。
When we realize there's spiritual warfare around us.
第一件事啊，我们不能用人的方法，也不能用人的资源和力量。
First thing is we have to recognize no longer we can use the method and resource from us, our human being.
比如说人用道理来跟你争辩，你千万不要争辩。啊，就是你，我们有理可讲，也不要去讲理。
If people try to argue with you through knowledge, don't argue with them. Even though you think you may win, don't argue with them.
如果人用很强的势力，你不要用势力去对付他。
If people try to crush you,
with power,
if people try to crush you with power, you don't crush them back.
弟兄姊妹，我们在他用什么话，你不要说同样的话。
If he say something to you, don't say something back in the same way.
你知道世界上的人就是以子之啊，之矛攻子之盾啊，就是你用什么方法，我们中国也讲兵来将挡啊，水来土掩，我用我的方法就胜过你，不能这样。
When we argue in this world, when we have some sort of argument on earth and in this world, we try to use our method to fight back. Whatever they do, we'll think of another way. Don't do that.
我们真正的兵器啊，是到神的面前来祷告。
The true weapon that you really should have is to pray in front of God.
在神的面前，我们从神得着能力。
And through prayer to become powerful through God.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，这是保罗在哥林多后书第十章第三节里面他告诉我，第三、第四节里面他讲。
This is in the Second Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 and 4.
他说：“因为我们虽然在血气中行事，却不凭着血气征战。”
For walking in flesh, we do not war according to flesh.
我们征战的兵器本不是属血气的，乃是在神面前有能力，可以攻破坚固的营垒。
For the arms of our warfare are not fleshly, but powerful according to God, to the overthrow of strongholds.
我们再回到刚才讲的尼希米的经历里面。
Going back to the experience of Nehemiah.
在尼希米记第四章，我们看见尼希米和当时修建耶路撒冷城墙的犹大人他们的遭遇。
Let's see in the Nehemiah chapter 4, people who built the wall, the Judeans built the wall, the experience they had.
他们周围的这些外邦人呢，非常的生气，要来攻击、搅扰他们的工作。
You see that the Gentiles around them when they were building the wall very, very angry. They try to disturb them to make them stop.
要使这一般啊做工的神的百姓内部之间产生矛盾。
And they try to conspire people who work for God within and make them fight each other.
在第四章第九节里面，尼希米说：“然而我们祷告我们的神，又因他们的缘故 就派人看守，昼夜防备。
If you see from Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 9, then we pray to our God and set a watch against them day and night because of them.
我们看到他们有这样的反应，他们没有用自己的方式去跟仇敌啊，谈判，或者去跟他们征战，他没有做这个事情。
Nehemiah did not try to compromise, have some sort of peace talk with the enemy. Through the spiritual warfare.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见他乃是和所有的弟兄姊妹一同祷告。
Yet you see Nehemiah prayed with other brothers and sisters.
这就是我们讲到这个征战的祷告。
And this is here is the prayer for the spiritual warfare.
在征战的祷告中是要我们直接来到神的面前运用并且操练我们的信心。
In the prayer for the spiritual warfare, we come in front of God, we exercise, we use our faith.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们这样祷告的时候，我们祷告的地位是什么呢？
What is our position when we pray like this?
我们知道在属灵的征战上呢，最激烈的一场征战是我们主耶稣基督他所遇见的。
We know that in the spiritual warfare, the most fierce battle that ever fought was our Lord Jesus Christ himself encountered.
我想弟兄姊妹可能你们都心里面想到主耶稣最激烈的那一场征战就是他要上十字架。
The most fierce battle our Lord Jesus Christ ever fought was before he was about to go on the cross.
我们读马太福音四福音书你就看见主要上十字架以前他在吃完最后的晚餐他做什么事呢？
Before our Lord Jesus Christ was about to get on the cross, after the last supper, what did our Lord do?
他带门徒们到客西马尼园去。
He took his disciples to the Garden of Gethsemane.
他吩咐门徒们在园的门口呢，在那里祷告，他自己带着三个门徒进到园的深处去祷告。
He asked all his disciples to pray outside the garden and took three disciples with them to the deeper end of the garden to pray.
主在三次的祷告中都说同样的话。
In all three prayers, our Lord Jesus Christ said the same thing.
因为他要在十字架上面对面的见到仇敌。
Because he is about to encounter the enemy face to face on the cross.
但是这还不是主心里真正这个难过的事情。
But this is not the reason our Lord Jesus Christ being sad.
乃是因着他要担人的罪，父神要在那里的掩面不看我们的主。
The reason he was sad is because he is about to carry our sin, and Father God is no longer lay eye on him.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？父和子和灵之间从来没有中间有一刻分开或者有裂痕的。
Brothers and sisters, as you know, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, through time, there hasn't been a separation between any of the entities.
弟兄姊妹，但是在十字架上，父神要掩面不看他的爱子，有三个钟头之久。
But when our Lord Jesus Christ was on the cross, our Father had to cover his face and not see his Son.
那对我们的主而言呢，是不能忍受的痛苦。
For 3 hours, and this type of suffering is something our Lord cannot bear.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们对主的同在不够宝贵，有时候失去了我们都不知道。但是对神的儿子来讲，他只要想到可能会失去，他就痛苦的不得了。
Brothers and sisters, we don't cherish the presence of God. Oftentimes, when we lose the presence of God, we don't even know we've done it. But for our Lord Jesus Christ, he couldn't even not bear the thought of losing the presence of God for 3 hours.
所以在那里的仇敌的阴影真是四面的压制他。那么主说，父若是能行， 求你把这个杯撤去，只是不要照我的意思。
As you see, our Lord Jesus Christ is being crushed by the darkness of the enemy. He said, if as possible, take the cup away from me, but don't go according to my will.
这个叫做基督十字架的地位。
This is what's called the position of our Lord Jesus Christ's cross.
主有他肉身的感觉，但是他知道神的旨意是要他上十字架。
We know that our Lord Jesus Christ had this feelings in the flesh. So he knows that his will from God is to have him on the cross.
所以他自己的选择和神的旨意就构成了一个交叉，一个十字架。
Therefore, his choice and the will of God becomes this intersection, becomes a cross.
这个十字架是什么呢？主耶稣彻底的否定他自己，放下他自己，接受了神。
This is our Lord Jesus Christ himself fully deny himself, fully giving up himself.
而这个祷告，基督得胜了。
And because of that prayer, our Lord Jesus Christ see victory.
弟兄姊妹，在希伯来书的作者他就讲到，基督呢，因着所受的苦难学会了顺从，就成了众人永远得救的根源。
The author of the book of Hebrews said, through the obedience that Jesus Christ learned on the cross, he learned obedience.
没有关系，在希伯来书第五章第八节吧。还是第七节。
Though he were son, he learned obedience through things which he suffered and have perfected, became to all them that obey him, author the eternal salvation.
是，谢谢你。弟兄姊妹们，我们每一次在祷告中学习征战，我们要站在基督十字架得胜的地位上。
Every time we learn to pray for the spiritual warfare, we must stand in the position of the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们就不再凭着自己的血气受刺激而有反应。
We no longer are irritated because of our flesh and react based on irritation.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是保罗在哥林多后书讲的，我们不用血气的兵器，我乃是在神前有能。
This is what our Paul has said in the Second Corinthians, we no longer use the weapon of fleshly, but through God we see powerful.
Yes, yes. 弟兄姊妹们，这是第二个点。每次我们祷告的时候，要站在基督十字架得胜的地位上。换句话说，主怎么舍己顺服父神？今天我们也学会放下自己，顺服父神。
Brothers and sisters, we should act according to our Lord Jesus Christ. How he gave up himself, obeyed the Father God, we shall follow his footsteps.
那么第三个点啊，我们读几处的经文。腓立比书第二章十一节。
The third point, let's start with Book of Philippians chapter 2, verse 11.
在那里讲到第九节读起，所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的。
Wherefore also God highly exalted him and granted him a name.
叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
That which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, or of heavenly and earthly and eternal, being and every tongue confess Jesus Christ, Lord of God, God follows Lord.
好，我们再读啊，诗篇二十篇第七节。
Go to Psalms chapter 20, verse 7.
这里大卫说，有人靠车，有人靠马，但我们要提到耶和华我们神的名。
This verse is said by David. Some make mention of chariots, some of horses, but we of the name of Jehovah our Lord.
路加福音第十章第十七节。
The Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, verse 17.
在那里呢，主打发七十个门徒们，给他们权柄能力，奉主的名传道赶鬼。
In this chapter, our Lord Jesus Christ gives 70 disciples power, authority, and using his name to drive out the demons.
他们回来的时候，在十七节说，那七十个人欢欢喜喜地回来说，主啊，因你的名，就是鬼也服了我。
And the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us through thy name.
弟兄姊妹们，在祷告的中征战，或者征战的祷告，我们借着祷告依靠神的主耶稣的名。
Through either the prayer of worship, prayer for the spiritual warfare or prayer of spiritual warfare, we rely on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们奉主的名来祷告。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这是在征战祷告中我们要持守的。
We have to hold fast in this.
很多时候我们用这个方法用那个方法祷告呢，但是我不敢，我们也不知道怎样来用主的。
Oftentimes, we try this method, we try that method. But we're afraid of using the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to pray. Or in a way, we say, we don't know how to use it.
We don't know
the strength and the ability of our Lord's name. Our Lord's name.
关于这个名的，我们在地上的生活，可能会有一点自己的经验和体会。
For this name, perhaps on this earth we have experienced something.
我可能上一次已经和弟兄姊妹谈到，我在年轻的时候，大学毕业了，我想找一份工作。
I perhaps have shared this testimony already. When I was young, just graduating college, I was wanting to find a job.
那时候我在台湾呢，考上了研究生，那么还有时间，我就想坚持去找一份呢初级工程师的工作。
When I was in Taiwan, I got into grad school. Because I had time, I thought I could part time to become an entry level engineer.
我就准备了我的这个履历表，我的 resume， 到处去投去发。
So I prepped my resume and sent it out to everywhere.
没有一个回音的。
Nobody called me.
我父母亲知道我在找工作，他们也不讲话。
My parents knew I was looking for job. I didn't say a word.
后来我们有一个邻居，他很关心我，他年纪比我是我的长辈了。他就问你找工作情形怎么样啊？
I had a neighbor who cared about me and his elderly. He said, oh, how was your job searching situation going?
我说我的这个履历表投出去啊，都石沉大海，一点消息都没有。
I sent my resume out. It's like dropping a big rock into the sea. I didn't hear anything back.
他就从他口袋里面掏出来，他说我把我的名片给你，你明天呢，到我工作的那个公司门房呢，把这个名片给他，你跟他说这个人要我来找他。
So My neighbor gave me his business card and said, well, tomorrow you bring this to the receptionist and tell the person in the receptionist desk that this person on this business card asked me to go find him.
我一看了名片，他是那个公司的，好像是主任工程师，还是总经理，我忘记。
I looked at his name, his business card. He was either a principal engineer or he's like general manager.
他是在一个美商的电子公司里面做这个工作。
He was in his American factory, American business factory.
我拿了那个名片，我就谢谢他，我说我明天去。
I thanked him after receiving the business card. Said, "Oh, I'll come tomorrow."
其实那个公司我丢了好几次履历表，连大门都没进去过。
You know, actually, I have dropped off my resume several times at that company. I didn't even get to enter the gate.
但是第二天呢，我就拿了那个到门房，我说这个先生呢，他要我今天来找他，这是他的名片。
So the next day I came and I went and I give the receptionist in the business card said, this gentleman want me to find him.
这个门房呢打个电话门马上就开了我就进去了马上就 interview.
The receptionist made some calls and the door of all the gates opened up and started my interview.
这是我进入社会第一个经验我才发现呢人间的社会名很重要的。
This is my first ever experience in the society, which is the name. Name recognition is very important.
在整个宇宙中，谁的名最大呢？
But in this whole universe, who has the greatest name?
刚才我们读以弗所书，我们看见保罗告诉我们说，主耶稣因为倒空自己，降卑为人，以至于顺服，学了顺服，而且愿意死在十字架上。他就得了最高的名。
We see in the book of Ephesians, it says, our Lord Jesus Christ is willing to empty himself to come down from heaven to become a person, human being, and even die for all of us on the cross, and he can get to be exalted.
如果他把这个名给了你和我，我们肯尊重这个名，我们会用这个名，弟兄姊妹，没有一件事情在这个名面前不屈膝的。
And if our Lord Jesus Christ had given his name to us, which on this earth has all the authority, nothing will not bow down because of his name.
所以大卫啊，他在旧约的年间他就认识这个。他说有人靠车，有人靠马来征战，但是我不用这个。他说我靠耶和华的名。
That's why you see David in the Old Testament have truly recognized him. That's why he said, some people mention the chariot, some people mention horses when they fight. But for me, I rely on the name of my Lord, Jehovah.
大卫怎么胜过哥利亚的呢?
How do you think David conquered Goliath?
大卫告诉哥利亚说,你来靠着你的刀和枪,靠着你的盾牌,靠着你的盔甲,我奉万军之耶和华的名来与你征战。
He told Goliath, "You come here to battle with your sword, armor, your shield. I come here to battle you in the name of our Lord Jehovah."
弟兄姊妹们，这是我们在祷告中学习，我们要经历，我们要认识的。
This is the type of study that we must have, we must experience in our prayer life.
但是用主的名之前，我们一定要站在基督死而复活的地位上面。
But before we get to use the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we must stand in the position of our Lord Jesus Christ, die for us and also resurrected.
弟兄姊妹，当我们明白这些啊，我们在祷告生活里面，我们就要操练自己的灵。
If we haven't recognized this, we must exercise our spirit.
用信心来依靠主。
And we rely on God and through our faith.
无论仇敌通过什么样的方法来折你、磨你、磨难我们，我们跟他说：“你退到我后边去吧。” 你不要去看，不要去同情自己，不要去看那些苦难，你转过来跟他讲，你退到后边去吧，你试试看。
It doesn't matter how Satan has come to you, make you suffer little by little, day by day. You use the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Satan, go behind me. Try this. Satan, go behind me.
我们这样祷告呢，我们不仅胜过仇敌在我们环境、在新思念里给我们的压迫和折磨，我们还能够站立得住。
Not only through this type of practice, we can conquer.The torment and the travesty that Satan has given us, we can also stand firmly.
是的，我们站稳在基督十字架死而复活的地位上。
We stand in the position of our Lord Jesus Christ's cross, which He died and resurrected.
这个时候，你摸到的是什么呢？是里面神给我们基督那永远的生命。
When you are there, all you touch is this eternal life that Jesus Christ has given us.
我们知道，这就是保罗告诉提摩太，你要持定永生，为真道打那美好的仗。
This is what Paul has told Timothy. Hold the eternal life. Combat the good battle.
是的，每次当我们祷告生活摸到这个点的时候，弟兄姊妹，那个得胜啊。在基督里带给我们的是何等样的释放、自由和喜乐。
If we are able to touch this point in our spirit, in our prayer life, this victory that we receive bring us nothing but relief, joy, and happiness.
最后，我要和弟兄姊妹提一点啊，在祷告中征战的实行。
And brothers and sisters, the last thing is how can we practice in our prayer for spiritual battle.
我们读一下以弗所书第六章第十八到二十节。
Let's read Book of Ephesians chapter 6 verse 18 through 20.
靠着圣灵随时多方祷告祈求，并要在此警醒不倦，为众圣徒祈求，也为我祈求，使我得着口才，能以放胆开口讲明福音的奥秘，我为这福音的奥秘做了带锁链的使者，并使我照着当尽的本分放胆讲论。
Praying at all seasons with all prayers and supplications in the spirit, and watching onto this very thing with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints, and for me in order that utterance.May be given to me in the opening of my mouth to make known with boldness the mystery of the glad tidings, for which I am ambassador, bounded with a chain, that I may be bold in it as I ought to speak.
弟兄姊妹，这段话语给我们什么样的劝勉和提醒呢？
Brothers and sisters, what is this bringing us, and what type of teaching does that bring us?
就是我们要重视和弟兄姊妹同心合意的参加教会的祷告聚会。
We must pay special attention to care about this praying with our brothers and sisters each other for the church.
你知道教会的祷告聚会就是基督身体的祷告。
Prayer meeting for each church is the body of Christ praying.
弟兄姊妹们你发现呢，要能参加祷告聚会啊，本身就碰到一个征战。我们要真是在主面前认识，我们很容易放弃的。
Brothers and sisters, coming to prayer meeting alone is a type of spiritual battle. Very often we'll give up prayer meeting.
你知道，在十八、十九世纪啊，英国的情形啊，很特别。很多好的聚会啊，他们信息的聚会固然人很多。
In the 18th, 19th centuries, England has some very special scenario going on.
但是呢
For the Sunday messages, people will come a lot.
但是呢，他们祷告的人也不少。
But for the prayer meeting, even more people coming.
你知道有人呢到伦敦去拜访这个斯布珍弟兄。
People come to visit Brother Spurgeon.
想看看他们的聚会。
They want to see his gathering.
他们要求斯布珍弟兄说呢，能不能让我主日来参加听你讲道，因为许多人讲你是这个讲道王子。
Some people ask, oh, Brother Spurgeon, may I come to your Sunday main gathering? Because a lot of people say you're the prince of preaching.
但是斯布珍跟他讲说，不，你不要来听我讲道，你在聚会前到我们教会来，前一个钟。
Brother Spurgeon replied, don't come to my messages. Come in an hour before my message.
那个弟兄就是聚会前一个钟头到了。发现呢，他们整个聚会厅的楼下啊，是 basement， 满满的弟兄姊妹是跪在地上祷告。
So this brother who requested to visit the church came an hour before. He came to the basement of the worship hall. It was full of people praying.
斯布珍跟那个访客说，这是我们聚会的这个 powerhouse。是我们的发电厂。
Brother Spurgeon said, told this brother, said, look, this is the powerhouse of our gathering.
弟兄姊妹们，今天呢，我们谈教会事务，可以谈很多时间，祷告五分钟就完了。若是反过来，我们祷告很多，你发现谈事务五分钟，什么事情都解决了。
Brothers, sisters, oftentimes in a prayer meeting, we talk about other things for the majority of time we pray for 5 minutes. But if you do the opposite, you realize that you don't have to talk for that much.
斯百克弟兄啊，他是20世纪的人，他叹息一件事情，他说我们聚会有很多弟兄很属灵啊，很会听到，但是他们从来没有参加过一次祷告聚会。
Brother Austin Spark.Pity this one thing, he's from the 20th century. He said, look, we have many brothers who's very spiritual, if they love to come to the messages, none of them come to the prayer meeting.
所以保罗讲到属灵征战的时候，他结束在教会的祷告上面。
So when Paul talked about spiritual warfare, he ends on the prayer of the church.
身体的祷告是在圣灵中的祷告。
The prayer of the body is prayer in the spirit.
所以他讲到靠着圣灵，我们大家一起来祷告。
So Paul said, rely on the spirit, we pray together.
一个聚会啊，如果能够多看见神的工作显明出来，是因为所有弟兄姊妹都重视这个祷告生活，祷告聚会。
If we have a church, we can all see the work of God working. That's because every single one of us are coming to this prayer meeting.
弟兄姊妹，每一次来参加祷告聚会，我们就是尽祭司的职分，我们来上班的。
Every time we come to our prayer meeting, we are doing the duty of a priest. We're coming here to do our job, to do our work.
对，我们来呢，不是来听别人祷告的，我是要来祷告的。我一定要
开口祷告。We come here.We come here not to listen to other people pray. We come here to open our mouth and pray. We have to open our mouth and pray.
我们来到聚会中呢，在圣灵中得着负担。
We come to gathering and we receive the burden through the Spirit.
我们就迫切认真的彼此代祷。
We pray for each other steadfastly.
为着神的旨意，为着神的话语，为着神的工作往前祷告。
For the will of God, for the work of God, for the progress of our Lord's work, we pray.
我们看看在旧约时代呢，以斯帖和莫迪改，并且当时在苏珊城所有的犹大人，他们呢禁食，为着他们的生命在神面前禁食祷告。
We see in the Old Testament, Esther, Mordecai, and the entire citizens of Susan City.Because their life was on the line, they fasted and they prayed all together.
弟兄姊妹，那一次个祷告得胜，叫仇敌啊落进自己的诡计里面去。
brothers and sisters, that prayer they had become victorious and make the Satan fall into his own trick.
那么第三个点，当我们在身体中祷告的时候，环境越难，我们越学习赞美。
And brothers and sisters, when we pray, the more persecution we see, the more difficulty we see, we praise our Lord more.
我们看见诗篇第八篇第一、第二节。
Psalms chapter 8, verse 1 and 2.
在那里，主耶稣，不是主耶稣，对不起啊，在那里，大卫的诗，他讲到耶和华我们的主啊，你的名在全地何其美，你将你的荣耀彰显于天。
David said, Jehovah our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy mystery above the heaven.
你因敌人的缘故，从婴孩和吃奶的口中建立了能力，使仇敌和报仇的闭口无言。
Out of the mouth of babe and suckling has thou established praise because of thy adversaries to still the enemy and the avenger.
我们知道这句话呢，主耶稣在肉身中曾经直接的引用过一次。
We know that this verse here, our Lord Jesus Christ is quoted directly.
但是当主引用的时候，主好像改动了其中的几个字。
It seems that when our Lord Jesus Christ quoted, he kind of changed a few wording.
在那里说，你从婴孩和吃奶的口中呢，建立了能力。
It says, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings thou hast perfected praises.
但是主用的时候他是这样说，主说呢，你从婴孩和吃奶的口中完全的赞美的话。
Sorry, David says, out of the mouth and babe sucklings has thou established praises. But here, when Jesus quoted, he said, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings thou hast perfected praises.
弟兄姊妹们，我们看见了这个能力是借着赞美带出来
的。Brother and sister says, we can see the ability has been brought out by praises.
Yeah, the power, the strength of God, is brought out by the praise of God's people. 而这些赞美的人呢，他们像婴孩一样，是软弱无力的。
The ones who praise us are like babies who are very powerless.
他们一点都不用天然的力量和才干或者是聪明。
They couldn't use any of their own wisdom, their ability, to pray.
弟兄姊妹，在旧约时代啊，历代志下二十章里面，我们看见有一次以色列人的得胜，他们就是这样得胜。
In the book of Second Chronicles, we see that one time their victory happened in the Israelites. That's how they got the victory.
在约沙法王做犹大王的时候。
So when Jehoshaphat was the king of Judea.
那个时候呢，有敌人，就是摩亚人、亚门人，还有米乌利人一同来攻击犹大国。
The at that moment, the Moab, the Ammon, the Mount, they try to attack Judea altogether.
我们看见约沙法呢，他那一天他们要出去征战的时候，他吩咐祭司们穿上礼服。
When they were going out to battle, King Jehoshaphat asked all the priests to put on their priest garment.
让他们走在军队的前面。
They all walk in front of the army.
他们做什么呢？他们唱诗赞美神。
They walk in front of the army, and what they do, they sing hymns and praise the Lord.
他们赞美的时候呢，耶和华就派伏兵击杀那来攻击犹大人的仇敌。
When they praise the Lord, our Lord Jehovah sent down armies to go kill the ones who try to kill the ones in Judea.
那个战场呢，被称作比拉加谷。
It is called
Baraka. Baraka.
Baraka.
Yeah. 我们知道今天有很多基督徒的退休营地叫做 Camp Baraka.
We know some retreat of our Christian brothers and sisters is called Camp Baraka.
Yeah, 很多退休的营地，我们这边就有一个弟兄姊妹很喜欢去的，那个地方叫做 Camp Baraka. Baraka 的意思就是赞美称颂的意思。
We have this Camp Baraka in our place we'll go for retreat. Baraka means praising.
所以教会的祷告聚会最好的是开始的时候就是赞美，结束的时候就是感谢。
So for our prayer meetings, we should start with praises and end with appreciation for our Lord.
我们 start with praise, end with thanksgiving. 因为我们已经得着了。弟兄姊妹们，在教会祷告聚会里面有很多实际的讲究，我今天不去提。我们不要长的祷告，不要一个人抱流水账的祷告。我们每个人就祷告一个题目，让好几个人一起讲，一起祷告然后我们再祷告下一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, there's some rules we should follow when it comes to prayers. Number one is not to have a really, really long prayer. Number two is not like just repeat a letter book the type of prayer. Next time we'll talk about how to do in the prayer meeting.
Yeah, 一件事情有三四个人祷告，
oh, sorry.
负担就尽了， right. 就祷告第二件事情。
Sorry, I missed one thing. Everybody should pray for this one thing, and several brothers and sisters should pray for this one thing. After that, it's accomplished.
Yeah, we move on. 圣灵会带我们往前走。你发现这样祷告完了以后，感谢，事情就成就。
And we, after that, we move on, and we realize that after that, we give thanksgiving, we feel things are being accomplished.
如果一个聚会弟兄姊妹不能放弃的聚会，第一是拨饼，第二是祷告聚会，第三才是读经和信息的聚会。弟兄姊妹，那真是主的同在，丰丰富富在我们中间。
Brothers, if we cannot, the meetings we cannot give up. Number one, we cannot give up the Lord's table, gathering of the Lord's table. Number two, we cannot give up our prayer meeting. Number three is our messages and if you have done so, you realize the blessings of the Lord is coming.
这些都是仇敌最先攻击的几个聚会。
Because this is the few gatherings the enemy will attack first.
愿主借着祷告让我们经历他的得胜。
We ask our Lord to let us experience His victory through prayers.
我今天的交通就停在这里。
Let's end here.
因为我时间已经超过了，我们有一些祷告好吗？然后我们请两位弟兄带我们结束，好不好？我们请阮彪弟兄，我们请张全弟兄，好不好？我们先请苏俊弟兄，你第一个带大家祷告好不好？然后有两三位，好，我们一起祷告。